Okay, in Parshas Kisisa, the first piece is Rabbeinu Bechaya, and it deals with the inyan of why there would be a negev, why there would be magefa if Klal Yisrael were counted, and that's what causes us to give money instead. This is the shorish of not allowed to count. What's the inyan for it? So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, V'gil ha-kosov ki ha-om ha-nifrat b'minyonei kalecha l'gul goysam. When the nation is individualized, you know, every single person is selected individually. Hinehu mushkach mibal ashkoch yisale v'chol ma'isav nifrat lefanav v'az yochol ha-negev. What happens is each person that's selected individually becomes the object of an individual reckoning, and the person has to be zocha with his own koach. And that is not usually good, because beforehand, Klal Yisrael was seen as a klal. As a klal, Klal Yisrael is good. Take any individual out, and his deficiencies become very glaring, and therefore you're going to fail the Yom Hadin. Now, v'al ata b'yos kol yochel yochel ma'isav nifratim, i'ef shem bilti onesh, is not possible not to have an onesh. And he brings a very famous mocker for it. It says by the Shunamis that she asked Elisha asked her, would you like some favor? I'm a Navi, I can make things happen for you, could I do something for you? And she said, betoch ame nochi yesheves, like, do me a favor, I'm together with everybody else, and leave me alone. Kloma eni roitzes et espal b'shmi lefei amelech asar tzava, don't mention me to anybody. I'd rather not stick out, because then I stand a great risk of being punished. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, "V'yaduko siyom shekosav v'yayom Hashanah." It was a Hashanah, and therefore he says on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day when Yom Hadin, people need to be scared, and a person should be scared to be singled out for like an individual audit of sorts. He says in Rus also like that, Be'achish Be'eslach Yehuda. So anytime you have a reckoning that selects individual and puts a spotlight on him, you're into this problem. There was in Kelm actually, the Hanhaga was that on Yom Neroyim, the Rosh Hashivas did not get Aliyas because they didn't want to be called up individually. Yamoit so-and-so. I know my grandfather, Blaise Yudel, he was very interesting. On the one hand, he held by this, and he didn't want to get an aliyah. On the other hand, it's halacha, you should get an aliyah. So he would take an aliyah, Shabbos Mincha, Shabbos Shuvah Mincha was his aliyah. So that way he was Yedah Shacharuch of being, getting an aliyah in these days, and yet it was as unnoticeable as possible, so to speak. Okay, the next piece is a Ramban. Ramban speaks about what does a shekel HaKodesh mean, the holy shekel. I know some people feel all scholars are holy, but what exactly is the shekel HaKodesh? So he says, Kavali Moshe Rabbeinu Matbei Kesev Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu minted a certain coin because he was an important king, and it was called a shekel because the matbeah was a mishkal sholem. It's called a shekel. In other words, what does the word shekel mean? It sort of means full weight. It's got no slag, it's got nothing to dilute the value. It's a full silver weight. And ubavur says, shemishka erchem pitna par matbeah u'shem kodesh. All of the Torah values are listed in shkolem. And the Mishkan, and any time it says in the Torah, shekel, it means that. Yikara lo yakosuf shekel hakodesh. So, the word shekel hakodesh means not the shekel that is holy, but the shekel that is used in kadosh applications. V'cheina tam etzli, v'asher v'seinu koron loshan Torah loshan kodesh. Why is Hebrew called loshan kodesh? Because Divrei Torah Nevuos hold Divrei Kedusha Kulam Asher Nemru. In other words, it is the language of the holiness. It's not the holy tongue, it's the tongue used for holiness. Vihine says it's the language of Kosh Baruch Hu used with Nevi'im. Anoch Yecho Shadi Vesater Nevuah. Uboi Nika Bishmois Vakteshim Kel Kim, and it created the world with it, and so on. So it's called the holy tongue because HaKadosh Baruch Hu used it for everything, and therefore this is called the tongue that has been applied for, the language has been applied for the important things. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says a different reason, he quotes. But Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, Al Tachshev Shenikra L'Shaynein L'Loshan HaKadosh Ge'yoseinu T'aseinu, we don't, he says, it's not a chauvinist type of declaration that our language is the holy language. Avuhubidin, why? Kizeh haloshen kodosh leyimotze b'shemos le'eva bilo b'zachne keva. You don't find any words for things that are not proper. V'le'letipo l'shet notzoy rak b'kivri. All the words in loshen kodesh that are used to describe things that are coarse are borrowed terms. V'yitoy is chashegel ki u'shem isha muzumenes de mishkav. So it deals with the word shegel and so on. Now, I want, so the Ramban argues with it. Ramban says he doesn't think you need to find a reason why Lashon Kodesh itself is inherently better than other languages. It's just the fact that it was used for Kedusha, and he also feels that it's not correct because he brings different places that these words are Shem Etzems, and he says if the Rambam's reason was right, there wouldn't be a reason to call Lashon Kodesh. We'd call it Lashon Nekia, so therefore it would not be to call Lashon Kodesh. I want to maybe explain and drop the Rambam over here. The pshat, stam, in general, why, you know, I mean, you could, in quote-unquote modern Hebrew, they've added words that fill in all the missing blanks plus, and a person could theoretically take another language and cut out all those words. I mean, it's hard to, why would that be kadosh? I think what it means is that a language, Lashon Kodesh was given to describe those things that a person ought to describe. In other words, the question raised first was, what bears description? And the answer to that produced those words. That which does not bear description, that which one ought not to say, doesn't have a place in the language. So the Kedusha is because the language itself is built to accommodate Dibur that is coming from the higher levels of Adam. Certainly if the language is meant to express the human person at its more base level, then there should be a whole bunch of words to describe things that people are into, even though not appropriate. But the language started with, this is what a person ought to talk about. These are the things that are for Dibur, and the other things are not to be spoken. So to speak, the language was built to fit the Adam Elyon rather than Adam Tachton, and that's why it's called Kaddish. I think that's what the Rambam means to say over here. Okay, next one is Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya speaks about the Inyan of Shekel. Now, Valderach HaSeichel Hayamachtis HaShekel. Valderach HaSeichel to Rabbeinu Bechaya means always, I guess, what we would call philosophy, kind of an understanding of the psukim that is has a depth of seichel, as opposed to Kabbalah, as opposed to Medrash, as opposed to grammar, etc. Aderech haseichel oya machtis hashekel oyochel shekel shalom and esegeres. I mean, why couldn't they have? It says machtis hashekel shaka kodesh esem geira hashekel machtis hashekel. Well, they should have minted instead of making a dollar coin and everybody break into half. Why don't they just have a 10 gera coin? Avul bo lirmoy sheroy lechol maskul sheyishkol maisa b'shave. B'sheyaskim be'atzah zegufo nashkech mechelkoi b'chukoi b'mishkal ha'sholim. So he says here a very interesting point. And this is a point that has a lot of depth in many Yonim. But the musig of a the musig when a person gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really the great two sides of any activity is the Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lachem. A person, the tug of war is between the self that wants for himself and the HaKadosh, and the Chelek that's going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the easy way would be to say everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is Avodas Hashem is a Pchinas Mishkal. Avodas Hashem is the process of weighing and balancing the different needs. And it's very, very important. We tend, for instance, the Gemara says that a pshara, a person should, a bezdin should go after a pshara rather than a din. It's better. And we're kind of a bit stymied by it because we kind of think of a pshara as being a cop-out. In lack of being able to pass very clearly, we make a pshara. Well, a pshara a lot of times reflects correctly the realities of the case. The Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem, the Avodah of Adam is to appropriately balance different parts as to fulfilling different needs. Now, let's explain what we mean by balancing. When we talk about balancing, we have a Chol Moed morning, for instance. So, we want to balance the day. So what does it really mean? It means like this. I would really like to go surfing today, from the morning till the night. But I don't think Hashem's going to be very happy with that. What does it take to get Hashem off my back? Okay, I'll down with the minion. I'll go surfing in a kosher beach. I'll spend 2 hours more learning. I think that appeases the gods of Torah, and I can go surfing the rest of the day. To us, the word balancing is a lot more a kind of walking between the raindrops between two different masters. The real balancing is, I'm a Avodas Hashem. I'm all about Avodas Hashem. But I've got a body that's going to be doing Avodas Hashem. If I run the body down, if I starve it, if I tire it, if I stress it out, it ain't going to go someplace. So yes, if I sit a whole day and learn, today I'll learn, but it's not going to go well because at the end of the day, I'm going to build up stress. The body needs physical activity. It needs some time out, whatever it is. How do I maximize how do I maximize my use of it? It's just like somebody running a factory. Yes, if I run the machines full force, I will produce more widgets. But the machines will wear out. My stockrooms are going to burst. I'm going to be forced to lower the price because the supply is going to be great. That's not a smart way. How do I produce the best way that I get the most profit in with the least expenses? That's really a balancing. The Kuzari, which speaks about all of the Klal B'Avodos Hashem, he says, you know, the famous piece where the Kuzari has the Chava, and he says, how come you don't sit all day in a monastery if you're so spiritual? And he tells him, that's Avodas Hashem is not any one activity. It's the balancing the different pieces so that I get an Adam Hasholim. Just like if you go to a doctor, he has a picture of what an optimal health looks like. For one person, it means lowering the blood pressure. For one person, it means elevating it. For one person, it means more exercise. For one person, it means more rest. For one person, it means less food. For one person, it means more food. Because the finished product is a balance of different yanim, then the act is going to be balancing. And it has, the word mishkal has a lot in the pnimius in yanim, in the sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu balanced off the midas adinim, midas harachmin, rosh and olam miskayim, shitev imo. The balancing of the two is where the seichel adam comes in. I want to add further. When we speak of Das Adam, Seichel Adam, and so on, the koach that we call of a person's innermost intellectual abilities is hachra'a, the ability to judge. The ability to judge means not determine emes and sheker. That's a detective. The police job is to determine the facts. The court's job is to be machriya didin, which means to weigh the different sides, and the normal din Torah is not going to be where one side is absolutely right, one side is absolutely wrong, but rather it's going to be a weighing of the different ones and trying to figure out the place that each side has in the final psak din. And that's why so the Shekel HaKodesh means in the giving to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the person weighs what needs to go there, what needs to be retained, just like a businessman will weigh what needs to be reinvested in the plant and what needs to be drawn off as profits. Yes?
Rabbi, I'm assuming this would be an individual determination, because there are many stories of Gedolim,
yes,
and their
certainly,
exertion, which seems to be very...
That's why it can never be mechanical. Just like you can't have... you can't possibly have a judgment delivered by a machine, because that's Adam at his deepest, is the ability to weigh different things and to the person needs sometimes to do things that body needs, achila, shtia, malbush, shasha, shech, zulosam, and like Chazal said on Yontiv, echatzil Hashem, echatzil Lachem. And the person has to make that judgment call. He has to say, a person needs vacation. He needs to be on top of himself. How much vacation is of help to do later, to work much better, to avodas Hashem? How much is just indulgence? Shekeni says, Matzina b'Yakov Avinu she'shtadl beiskad nefesh abos hashana. He was 14 years as a nefesh, and then he was 14 years working by Lavan. There's a time for this, there's a time for that. The scale was always there to weigh. And that's why the tachlis of avodas choma is to do it for ruchnistic enterprises, and it means by weighing all of my activities with, like he says, a Mishkal HaKodesh, that's when I give the appropriate amount to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically, you don't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu an entirety, you weigh it. I want to add another element which very, very much belongs here, and that is the Rambam Shita of Derech HaMemutzeh. People make a big mistake about it. The Rambam is the golden mean, and the way the golden mean is understood by everybody, by simple people, is it's a little bit of everything. Don't be too angry, don't be too happy, don't be too sad, don't be too this, don't be too that. Sort of a very, very margarine-like attitude about things. And it's silly. First of all, it's a kind of old Bobby's advice, not with all due respect to old Bobby's, but the Rambam doesn't have to write, don't be too involved, be a little bit involved. It also doesn't strike us as being of any particular great significance. I mean, the Rambam wouldn't stell a vekluchus deus on a little like this, a little like this, a little like this, a little like that. The Rambam in the Chus Deus, and the Rambam in Shmona Prokim, he quotes a Gemara. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, hasam or choisav. The person who plans or plots his direction. In other words, when let's take the example of a pedagogue, you walk into a classroom, you think beforehand long and hard, and you say, should my general attitude with this class be aloof, distant? Should it be demanding? Should it be encouraging? Should it be friendly? Should it be palsy-walsy? Each class, I need to make a determination. What's the right attitude? What's the right attitude to each boy in the class? The midos and anhagas in the world require thinking. The Rambam's point of Derech HaMemutzeh is not a little like this, a little like this, a shtick like this, a shtick like that. There was a young man in the Mir who was a very, 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 very big tzaddik. He was also happened to be a chacham behind the tzaddik, remarkably so. But it was cute. It's cute because he's today from Big Baal Musa and goes on and speaks. He has a very sort of tamimistic facade, but there's a certain withedness behind it that makes him quite endearing. And his two heroes were Rav Shach and the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael. Those were two big, the ones he looked up to. More Rav Shach, he was a yeshiva person. And there was one election when Rav Shach told his people not to vote, and the Ger Rebbe obviously told people to vote. This was pre when Degel split off from Aguda. Rav Shach was very, very angry with Aguda, and for whatever reasons, and Ger Rebbe was Aguda. So Ger said to vote, and Rav Shach told everybody not to vote. Or at least it was said over him. So he said afterwards, this person, he said, you know, I was in a terrible dilemma. The Rosh Hashiva says to vote, not to vote. The Rebbe says to vote. So he said, so what I did was, I went to the voting, I went to the polls, to the voting booth, but I went very slowly. I left the house at 5 o'clock, and I get there at 9 o'clock. It was cute the way he put it, you know, it was like kind of cute, but I was just using it sort of the muscle, like the muddling, you know, a little like this, a little like this. There's no substance to it. The Rambam's Derech HaMemutzeh means no one midah can be extolled as something to put yourself on autopilot. Yes, give. Forgive. There is no one midah that you could say it's good in every case and everywhere and so on and so forth. So what's the answer? The answer is you need to decide which midah is appropriate. The key in the Rambam is hasom or chosom. The person plots his mahalchim. This is a place where I need not to react. The reaction is not going to help. It will probably hinder. I need to vent, so go into your room and break some plates. Don't talk about it publicly. There's some places where I need to talk out about it. I know it's going to cost me. I don't feel upset at me. But someone has to make the statement so that other people understand what's emes, and so on. Though that is the shorish of that midah, and therefore, Machtis HaShekel tells me avodas hakodesh at its root is a decision on a personal level between giving and retaining what you need. It varies in time and place and person, and it's the same shorish of being shokel. Erfutna has a maim, I don't remember on Erech HaKodesh, that the whole concept of Erech, which means an evaluation of A vis-a-vis B, is unique to Adam and to Das Adam. It speaks about it on Shabbos and so on, but it's very much the concept of weighing and measuring one against the other is Das Adam at its essential. Okay, the next one is Rabbeinu Bechaya about Levina, and this is people quote this Chazal, but they don't get it right usually. They misquote it. It says the Chelbana had to be included amongst the Psamim. V'afal pikein echnisa kosev chav tzomach shuv. Chelbana has a bad smell. Still the Pasuk put in together tzomach shuv. Obo lirmois we must include in our tainis and tefillas rishoyim. That every group has to have chaitim and so on. Now, the way in which it's quoted is people say yes, it's very important to include all these people that you consider rishoyim and so on and so forth must be included. They have what to add to Klal Yisrael as Rishoyim. That's kind of a message that people take from it. It's wrong pshat in the Gemara. Ubiyazeh says, Kishem Shemayim is Alu Miskadesh Bishosha Shoem Choizim Bitshuva Venimne Beklala Tzadikim. There's a Kiddush Shemayim when we Shoem Achoizim Bitshuva and Anklu Tzadikim. Shem Loikein at Tzadikim Osem Arvis. Because if not, Tzadikim are accountable because of Arvis. Shem Koisol Arvim Zelazeh. So Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says that the inclusion of Rishoyim means that I need to bring them back lemutov. I need to keep incorporating them within Klal Yisrael in order to make a mutter. A person who's a Rasha, his deus as a Rasha don't enrich Klal Yisrael. But I can't disown him. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is not a Klal Yisrael of Tzadik and Gemurim, a Klal Yisrael of Tzadik and Gemurim that has brought back every one of the people that are supposed to be in Klal Yisrael. And this is a tremendous understanding. In other words, if we see people that are not Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs, we're the ones that are responsible. A person who doesn't not a Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs, who was brought up without Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs, I mean, you can't really blame him if he's a Tinshin Ishba, but where are you? For the people who vent their anger and frustration at the Rishoyim and their senses by excluding them from Klal Yisrael, they themselves will be zeichet to everything good, are wrong. Klal Yisrael will only work if they're included, and if they're not included, Klal Yisrael is not going to go anyplace. Yes.
Why, according to the Rabbeinu Bachai's understanding, why is this limited to Ta'anoseinu or Tfilasenu? It should be a general klal. We always want to have the Toshi itself being called Bashu, because
I think it means it comes to play at a moment when we have need. We're peeling Takadish Baruch Hu. When a person does Tainus and Tshuva, he's sort of demonstrating, I want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help me, I'm a good person, I'm doing Tshuva and so on. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's nice, what about the other guy? Don't you have a responsibility to him? It's really, really a very, very, it should be an impetus. This Chazal should be an impetus, not for accepting Rishonim the way they are, but for doing your best to bring them back. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants all of Klal Yisrael, and you can't blame the person who's gone. You can blame the person who's not gone. It's like if somebody goes driving, he's drunk, and his friend is sober, and he drives, the sober person is more accountable in a sense than the drunken person. The guy was drunk, so his judgment was impaired, but you who had Seichel and Das, why did you let him drive? Where were you? Like, what were you thinking? It's a tremendous, when you go out and you say the Rishoyim are doing X or Y or Z, and at Yisrael, they're doing every Monday and Thursday there's a new Aveira that they're doing. Well, you should put up posters for yourself. It should be a tremendous impetus for working hard, bringing them back, being a car of people, bringing them in. On the very rare occasion, on the extraordinary rare occasion when a protest will accomplish something, then fine, you need to protest X, Y, or Z. But in the big picture, it should be, we're the ones that are responsible. It's a very, very powerful thing over here. What it means is also when you take the Arava and you put it together with the other minim, it absorbs the Reach and everything of it. When you hold on to that person and you don't let go of him, that in itself accomplishes a lot in terms of holding on to the person, being Makarv and so on. Okay, let's hold it here.